with WFAA News Talk 57.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Marshall. At the door of life, at the gate of breath, there are worse things waiting for man than death. And, well, may we ask the poet, what are those worse things? After all, what could be more tragic than to die? And the answer? Perhaps it is more tragic not to die when your time has come and your life is over.
And what are you trying to sell the suckers now?
Rosie, this one can't miss. You know what I got here?
What?
Eternal life.
So?
What do you mean, so? I feed you the blockbuster and all you can give me is soul?
No, I'm not sure how many people would want to live forever.
What are you saying? Wouldn't you?
Well, I'd have to think about it.
Mystery drama All the Time in the World was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Ralph Bell. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
When you're traveling across the country,
years, Quality Inns have been making people comfortable when they're away from home. And today, you'll find our big, bright sunburst sign in more than 300 different places, shining over dazzling downtown towers, at airports and along major thoroughfares, all across the U.S. and in Canada, and now in Mexico, too. See your travel agent or call us toll-free for reservations.
Quality Inn, the most comfortable place under the sun.
You can rent almost anything. Electric tools, exercise equipment, party supplies, tools for gardening, building, even earth-moving equipment. Why buy when you can rent? You can rent anything, almost.
This commercial is brought to you by Tarrant-Dallas County Renters Association. And we would like to remind you that spring is once again upon us and you can rent those tools you'll be needing. Why purchase when you can rent at a very nominal cost? No maintenance, storage, or repairs to worry about. To find a rental service near you, look in the Yellow Pages. They are full of surprises.
Everything, we are told, there's a season. There's a time to be born and a time to die. And most of us follow that timetable. We arrive and we depart pretty much on schedule. Now and again, accidents or ailments or upheavals beyond our control may curtail our visit. But most of us have a pretty good shot at the allotted 70 and 10. And many of us do even better. However, sooner or later, the hour must strike for everyone. Well, doesn't it? They are moving at a brisk pace through the lovely countryside. It's a beautiful morning.
All right, Harry. Where are we headed for?
Rosie, baby, we are headed for $1 million.
Sure.
But this time it's money in the bank.
When can I write a check against it?
Hey, Rosie, this can't miss.
Hold it. That sign, it says Morristown.
Right. That's exactly what it says.
Morristown. Is that where we're going?
We'll be there in exactly 15 minutes.
What for?
Because that's where the money is.
And that's where the state penitentiary is.
Who would know that better than me?
We're going to the state pen.
Yes, baby.
Why?
Because he's being sprung today.
Who is?
$1 million. We're going to pick him up.
If you think you're going to bring home some bum for me to take care of...
He's not a bum, Rosie. He's a pal of mine.
He's guilty until he can prove himself innocent. Which, if he's a pal of yours, he will not be able to do. Now, Harry, I'm putting my foot down. You turn this car right around now.
But, baby, he's got no place else to go.
If he's got $1 million, he can find a place without any trouble.
Rosie, I didn't say he's got $1 million. What I said was, he is $1 million.
I don't understand you, Harry.
Of course not. And I don't understand you either, Rosie. That's what makes our relationship so, what word am I looking for?
Doomed.
There it is, just up ahead.
Yeah, I see it.
And there he is, standing by the gate.
Who?
My old buddy, Lucas.
That's his name, Lucas? Lucas what?
Well, I don't know if it's his first name or it's his last name.
Yeah? Well, it would seem to me you don't know him very well.
I know him well enough to make $1 million. Hey, Lucas! Hey, up in the back. Atta boy. And we're off. Been waiting long, Lucas?
No.
Lucas, say hello to Rosie.
Hello, Rosie.
My pleasure, I'm sure.
So, here you are, Lucas, with the new suit. Some suit. And a cardboard valise and a $20 bill, right?
Yeah.
So, how does it feel to be out, Lucas?
All right.
Hey, Lucas, I'll bet this is the first time you ever rode in an automobile, eh?
Yeah, I guess so.
How do you like it?
It's fun.
What have you two guys got going here? A vaudeville routine?
Hey, come to think of it, when did Lucas ever have a chance to ride in an automobile, eh?
Well, how long has Lucas been in the slammer?
A long, long time, baby.
Yeah? What'd he do? Why were you jugged, Lucas?
This time? I don't remember.
What do you mean you don't remember?
Rosie, baby, not everybody has such a good memory.
What does he mean this time?
I happen to know his record. This time, he was up for murder.
Murder?
Yeah. It was during an armed robbery.
It's coming back to me. I remember now. I only carried the gun so I could scare the guy.
Robbery and murder?
I didn't even know it was loaded.
Harry, stop the car this minute.
What for?
You are not going to bring home any strong arms.
Rosie, we have to give Lucas a break.
No.
Now, just look at him. Isn't he the nicest, mildest guy you ever want to see?
He's out.
The man paid his debt. He served his time.
You spell that O-U-T.
He did his 99 years.
And furthermore, if you ever think... He what?
He was inside for 99 years.
Harry, what kind of double talk are you giving me?
This is a man who was sentenced to do 99 years. So he did his 99. And here he is.
Nobody does 99.
What can I tell you?
You can tell me the truth.
I do when you give me a hard time.
Here's a man, he looks, what, 35, 40, maybe tops. How can he have served 99?
He's got the documents to prove it.
What documents?
For the next 5 years, Lucas has got to report once a month to his parole officer. He's got this card. Show him the card, Lucas.
Harry.
Just look at the card, huh? What does it say?
The state of New...
You see? It's an official document.
Lucas, sentenced in the year 18... Oh, no, they have to be kidding.
You're looking at the thing there in black and white, and you still won't believe it,
to
huh?
To serve a term of 99 years in the state No. I still say it can't be. Lucas, how old are you?
I don't remember.
I couldn't believe it myself at first.
At least 140 years old? Oh, no.
What do you mean, oh, no? People live that long, don't they?
I never heard of it. Besides, he looks younger than you do.
Well, so much the better.
For what?
For our chances of making $1 million.
Oh, yeah. How many times have we had this talk before?
But this time there's a difference.
Yeah? What is it?
Lucas.
All right, Mr. Lucas, you may put your shirt on.
Well, Doc, what's the verdict?
Verdict?
How old would you say Lucas is?
How old? I'd say he has the heart, the lungs, the arteries, all the vital signs of a man in his 30s.
His 30s, eh?
Say his late 30s.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Doc. Would you make a statement to that effect? I have subjected Mr. Lucas to a complete physical examination and find him to be in excellent condition. I would state that his health is above average for a man 40 years of age. This is the old ball game, Rosie.
Yeah, well, all I know is this has cost us $75. And there has also been a substantial increase in the grocery bill since Lucas showed up.
Rosie, you got to spend money to make money.
Okay, we're spending it. When do we start making it?
Tonight.
What happens tonight?
We go on TV.
Who goes on TV?
Me and Lucas.
What for?
Honey, how do you make money?
It beats me. And if you want the truth, it also beats you.
You advertise. That's right, Rosie. You got to advertise. You know why?
Oh, what am I getting into here?
This little poem I picked up. The codfish lays 1,000 eggs. The homely hen lays one. But the codfish never cackles to tell you what she's done. And so we scorn the codfish, while the homely hen we prize. Which only goes to show you that it pays to advertise.
Oh. And what are you going to advertise? And where are you going to get the money to do it?
I'll answer the second question first. It's free.
What's free?
Tonight. You're going to see Lucas on the tube doing a guest shot.
Who'd want Lucas for a guest shot?
Bonnie Quackenbush, that's who.
Oh, it figures. With all the other fruits and nuts. And what is Lucas going to advertise?
Lucas is going to advertise that one commodity for which every single person in the world would give everything he owns.
And what is that?
Eternal life.
Eternal life. Oh.
What's with the O? Here I feed you the blockbuster, and all you can give me is O?
Eternal life. I'm not sure how many people would really want to live forever.
What do you say? Wouldn't you?
I have to think about it.
Well, so would I.
Hmm.
But baby, there's enough suckers out there to add up to $1,000,000.
Out there in Tubeville. It's me again, Bonnie Quackenbush. And look at whom we have for you in the Quack Pack tonight. Oh, wow. Ain't he a handsome thing? But remember, girls, Bonnie saw him first. And his name is Lucas. I'll say hello to the pack, Lucas.
Hello.
Sexy, right? Well, here's what's been happening. When the studio pack came in, we asked each and every one to write down how old they thought Lucas is. And I got all the answers right here. And they say 35, 36, 37. Oh, that's how they've been running, 35-ish. Now, all of you, take a good look at Luke and give us your guess. A little speculation music, please. Now, are you ready? Have you guessed? What did you come up with? Well, you're wrong. Tell the pack how old you are, Lucas. Go on, tell them.
I don't remember.
Of course not. If I were as old as you, baby, I wouldn't want to remember either. But here is Lucas's best friend, Harry Barrows. Harry, yak at the pack.
Thank you, Bonnie. I have here a statement.
A fine statement.
From a fully ordained doctor of medicine.
Which says...
Lucas has the body...
The physical equipment...
...of a man in his late 30s.
Go on, Harry. Give us the zinger.
If you consult the records of the state penitentiary up at Morristown, you will learn that Lucas has just been discharged from prison.
Well, we certainly hope that Lucas has learned his lesson, don't we?
Yes, Bonnie. He certainly did, because he had a long time to think about it. So long that he'd even forgotten what he'd actually done.
And how long a time was it, Harry?
99 years.
You are saying, then, that exactly 99 years ago, Lucas here was flung into the Bastille.
You could look it up.
So, how old does that make Lucas?
Your guess is as good as mine. Hey, Rosie!
Oh, where have you two clowns been?
Did you see the show?
You know, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
We were hiding out.
What for?
You saw the show. You saw how everybody went crazy?
Harry, what is it
I told you. Suddenly the place was invaded by reporters in the paper, the radio, TV, the whole media. All right, start the pack.
What for?
We have to leave.
Why?
Sooner or later, they have to find out where I live.
Well, isn't that what you wanted?
Nah. We have to get away.
Harry, did you do something wrong?
All we did tonight was hook the fish. Now we have to be very careful how we reel them in.
Oh, no. I've heard this one before.
Rosie, honey, you have to have faith in me. I know what I'm doing.
What are you doing? What are all these moves, this strategy?
Honey, we have to go away so that you can mix up a batch of the elixir.
The elixir? What elixir?
The elixir of eternal life.
What do I know about mixing up an elixir of eternal life?
Rosie, for a girl as smart as you are, there's nothing to it. Nothing to it at all.
The elixir of eternal life. Slowly but surely, the outlines of Harry's master plan seem to emerge from the mist. The elixir of eternal life. How would you like to be able to walk into the corner drugstore, point to the shelf, and say, "I'll have a bottle of that"? The time may be nearer than you think. Then again, it may not. It depends on what happens in Act Two.
Maxwell House's coffee you can count on. Maxwell House, good to the last drop. Maxwell House is...
Good morning.
Maxwell House is...
Good company.
Good to the last drop. Maxwell House.
Maxwell House, coffee you can count on. Always smells good. Always tastes good. Always good to the last drop.
Maxwell House.
Many advertisers are finding that radio is the ultimate expression of creativity. Regardless of the product or service, in the theater of the mind, the advertiser can stimulate the imagination of the listener, building the framework and creating a mood which enables the listener to enter into the creative process with moods and images which are all his own. Here's Henry Taylor of Taylor's Bookstore. He's discovered the creative power of radio.
Our bookstore had the challenge of presenting a visual product, books, on a medium that is not visual. Dollar for dollar, it has been a productive investment and has offered unlimited creative opportunity. Radio puts Taylor's directly in touch with our book-buying market. We're sold on radio.
With radio, it's not so much what is said, but that which is often left unsaid that becomes your most persuasive argument. WFAA, radio, the creative medium.
What if you went off to college and found that you were different from everyone else, and everything was designed for them, not for you? Suppose you went to the library and all the books you needed were in Braille, and you were the only one who couldn't read. You'd feel left out, wouldn't you? And what if you went to class and found that there were no chairs because all the other students rolled in with their own wheelchairs? Suppose one of your professors gave his lectures talking with his hands, only his hands, and everyone understood sign language except you. You'd think it wasn't fair. Well, that's how handicapped people feel now when they go to college and find extra handicaps. But things are changing, and we have free information that can help. Write Closer Look, Box 1492, Washington, D.C., 20013. A public service message on behalf of the United States Office of Education.
What can I tell you? Only what the record states. And what does the record have to say for itself? This
that a man named Lucas was sentenced to serve a term of 99 years for armed robbery and murder. Well, the 99 years have elapsed, and here is Lucas, still alive, looking to be no older than the day he went in. They had to set him free, and they did. And here we are.
What is this elixir of life, Harry?
It happens to be our $1 million.
Uh-huh. Look, Harry, I'm going on record right now.
Now, please, Rosie, we got no time. We have things to do.
I have been through one scheme after another. I lose track of all the hustles, the flim-flams, the capers. But it doesn't matter. You know why?
Rosie,
all your hustles and capers. You know what they all got in common? They don't work.
Rose.
They do not work. Never in your life have you ever succeeded in making a dishonest dollar.
Okay. So if you got no confidence in me, why do you stick around?
Because maybe it's your fate. After all, everybody does what he's meant to do.
And what was I meant to do?
Fail.
Hey, look, we have to get out of here. Lay low.
See? You go on TV to advertise, to attract attention. And then when you get it, you want to disappear. Now, why?
Will you start to figure out how the elixir of life eternal should taste while Lucas and I load up the car?
Now, what do you think?
Maybe it's too sweet.
Oh. I'll put in half as much sugar.
You know what it needs? Maybe it should taste more mysterious.
Mysterious. So I'll put in some pepper.
All right, but come on, we gotta hurry.
Why?
Because you have to strike while the iron is hot.
That's also a very good time to get burned.
The elixir of eternal life or of life eternal? Which sounds better?
Taste it now.
It's almost there. I tell you, Lucas, she's one in a million. You see, to how many dames could you say mix up a batch of eternal life elixir and in no time at all, there it is?
Hey, where do you think you're going?
You keep working on the elixir, Rosie. I got a little missionary work to do. Lucas can keep you company.
So, taste this one, Lucas. Oh, no, huh? No big hit either, huh? Well, let me see. Oh, I think I'll put in some honey, some garlic. What else have I got in here? How about some vinegar? Yeah, I'll just put in a little bit of everything. Why don't we just run this through the blender? Froth it up a little bit, huh? Yeah, so. Well, now, why don't we see how our little witch's brew is doing here? What do you say, Lucas? How about a little taste? What do you think, huh?
Pasca.
I beg your pardon? You don't have to make such a horrible face.
Pasca.
Pasca, huh? What's that supposed to mean? Hey, wait a second. If it tastes so awful, how come you're drinking the rest of it?
Some more?
More? Did you see your face while you were pouring it down?
Oh, it's good for you.
Good for you?
Yeah. I remember. The master would make us drink it whenever we were sick.
Uh-oh. What is commencing to start here, Lucas? What's with the master bit?
Taste. Oh, I remember the taste. Yeah, it brings everything back. Yesterday, everything was so dark. I couldn't see back into it. It was so long ago. But now, the taste. It's like a knife. It cuts through. You know what I'm saying?
No, Lucas, I don't.
Pasca. It was brought into the house of a master by a Greek slave. He called it a posset.
Sure, yeah. Hey, Lucas, why don't you lie down and take a little nap, huh?
Lucas. My name was Lucius. I never had another name. I was the illegitimate son of the master and a Lydian slave woman. I remember now. Lucius. And then, many years later, it was Ludwig. And then, Louis. And Lucas.
Are you trying to tell me what I think you're trying to tell me?
Oh, I've lived so long, so long. At times when I'm so tired and I can't remember, but the taste, it brought me back. I'm Lucius.
Yeah, sure.
I was born in Rome.
Italy.
No, Rome. It was all Rome.
Lucius, when was this?
I don't know.
What year?
Year? I don't remember. Maybe I never knew.
How could you not know?
Well, people like me, we didn't know anything. We're just lucky to be alive. Although I'm not so sure that was lucky either.
Well, what did you do?
Most of the time we were hungry. When we got sick, very sick, they'd take us to the master, and he'd give us a posca to drink, so we could go back to work.
What kind of work?
On the farm. It was very hard work.
And you don't know when it was? What was going on?
No. No, every day was the same.
Lucas, going along with this, how come you're still alive?
Oh, well, you see, I was a thief.
Yeah?
You had to steal to keep alive back then. Well, most people stole a little food from the kitchen, maybe fruit from the trees and so on, but the master knew about it. He wouldn't let on because he knew you had to. Me, I was different.
Different?
Yeah. I didn't steal just because I was hungry.
No?
I stole because I'm a thief. Like I can't help myself.
Come on, Lucas. You don't expect me to believe that.
No, it's true. It's in the blood. Like, one man can play music, one man can paint pictures, and I have to steal.
All right. But that still doesn't answer the question. How come you're alive after all this time?
Because Apollo said so.
Apollo?
He was one of the gods.
Oh, I'm afraid you're only getting yourself in deeper.
No, there was a temple of Apollo on the master's estate. You see, and there was this gold mask of Apollo on the altar. So I thought I'd steal it. I'd be able to raise enough money to go somewhere else, start a new life.
You sound like a dear friend of mine.
But I got caught.
How did I know?
I'd always get caught.
It figures.
The penalty for stealing from the temple of a god. It was usually death by torture.
Please, Lucas, no horrible details.
But the master said he has offended the god. Let the god decide his punishment. So they loaded me down with chains. I could hardly move. Set me in front of the altar of Apollo. Yeah, it was midnight. And there was a terrible storm. I can hear the thunder.
To what?
Thunder. Terrible thunder. And the lightning. Oh, it was flashing all around me.
Lucas, are you okay?
And the voice. The voice of the god. Listen. You hear it? You hear it? The voice of Apollo.
Lucius, faith, acts me.
Don't you hear it?
No, I don't hear nothing.
It's a voice that seems to enter inside your head. It flows through your whole entire body.
Lucius, the next slave, you have defiled my temple.
Voice, you speak it inside me.
Now just take it easy, Lucas.
Lucius, villain and slave, scoundrel and thief.
Please.
It's all right, Lucas.
You expect the god Apollo to send you to a horrible death. But any death would be a release and a reward. I sentence you instead to a horrible life. The life of a thief. The life you have always lived. The only life you know. You shall live such a life forever. You shall be a thief under the rule of all the nations to come. You will live many lives in countries yet to be discovered. But all you shall know of them is the insides of the prisons.
Lucas. Lucas, you okay? Here, drink some of this.
I remember. The taste made me remember.
So, you have to be a couple of thousand years old, right?
Well, I'm old. I'm very old.
What happened, Lucas? Didn't you ever catch on? Couldn't you see there's no percentage to it? In all these years, couldn't you decide to make something out of yourself?
Oh.
How long does a guy have to be a sucker?
I was born poor, ignorant, a slave. I never had a chance to learn anything. All I knew how to do was steal.
And you didn't know how to do that too good either.
But it's my trade. I don't want to do anything else. Look, the last time I was in prison, it was for 99 years. Now, I'm free. I know I'll have to steal again.
Now, Lucas.
Yeah. When Harry brought us here to this place, I noticed a store down the road. I know, soon, very soon, I'm going to break in there.
Lucas, you mustn't.
I can't help it.
With your luck, you have to get caught.
Isn't luck. It's fate.
Now, this is exactly the way it should taste. This is the elixir of life eternal.
And what are you going to do with it?
Why, Rosie, honey, we're going to sell it.
Oh, we're going to sell it, huh?
Everybody's seen Lucas on the TV. Everybody knows how old he is.
I don't think so. But go ahead.
So this is what Locust drinks. You see? This is the elixir of life eternal. Okay?
Harry, how do you expect me to make enough of that stuff in a kitchen?
Now, let's see. You got a whole blender full of it, huh? That should be more than enough.
More than enough for what?
More than enough to make $1 million.
Our friend Harry certainly has that $1 million on his mind. That $1 million that always seems to elude him somehow. The goal which shines so brightly just up ahead, but remains ever out of reach. All right. Is this to be the time? You can see he has quite a bit going for him. Within a few moments, we shall be involved in the third act and the revelation.
At the drugstore, they told me there's a powerful anti-itch drug I can buy without a doctor's prescription. Now I use Bicozine cream as directed. No more burning, embarrassing itching. No more scratching. Bicozine actually speeds healing. Bicozine cream. What a relief.
Now you can soften hard, calloused skin without painful cutting or scraping. Apply stainless Dermasoft cream to your feet as directed. Insist on Dermasoft cream.
This is Jack Klugman. As national chairman of this year's Easter Seal campaign, I've seen the wonderful things that happen every day in Easter Seal centers. The stroke victim learns to walk and talk again. A disabled youngster learns to feed and dress himself. A deaf child is taught to communicate. Children and adults rebuild their lives with the help of Easter Seals. But they can accomplish only what you make possible. Please, give to Easter Seals for handicapped children and adults.
This is John Ritter. Did you know that one out of every five people has a hidden medical condition ranging from allergies to penicillin and other medication to heart problems, diabetes, and epilepsy, just to name a few? If you have a hidden medical condition, you should join the Medic Alert system of emergency medical identification and wear the Medic Alert emblem on your wrist or as a necklace. This could prove to be a lifesaver in an emergency. On the back of the emblem is an identification number, plus a phone number, which can be called Collect 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world to provide your computerized medical data to qualified personnel within seconds. A wallet card is also provided to members annually. Remember, a MedicAlert emblem will speak for you in an emergency if you can't. Starting April 1st, it's MedicAlert Week across the country. Support the volunteers in your community or write MedicAlert, Turlock, California, 95380. That's MedicAlert, Turlock, California, 95380.
Gentlemen rankers out on a spree, damned from here to eternity, so wrote Mr. Kipling. From here to eternity is a long, long, a limitless time. But it seems to be stretching out ahead for our friend Lucas. Our other friend Harry has the idea that he can make a good thing out of it.
You mean just this pitcherful of this elixir of life eternal will be enough to make $1 million?
You heard me.
How?
Tell me, Rosie, how would you promote this?
I would do it the common sense way.
Which is?
Harry, you went on the TV. You exposed Lucas to millions. Here's a man who is over 100 and he looks less than 40, right?
Go ahead.
Okay. So the rubes are looking at him, Popeye. Now you should say, listen, suckers, here's the secret. This is Lucas's own secret formula. This is what Lucas drinks every day. This dandy little elixir of life eternal. Here it is. $1. And a million saps will dig down.
Which means I'd have to go into business. I'd have to buy 1 million bottles, hire labor, get involved with payroll taxes.
Okay, you just talked me out of it. Let's forget the whole thing. Lucas is starting to get a funny look in his eyes.
I haven't stolen anything in 99 years.
You just control yourself, huh?
Oh, I'll try, yeah, but I don't know if I can.
Here, drink some of this good old elixir, huh?
Why should I try to sell 1 million bottles at $1 apiece when I can sell one bottle for $1 million?
And who's going to give you $1 million?
I'll be back within the hour with a certified check.
Uh-uh. I'm scared.
Of what?
I don't know. But it's not going to work.
What do you mean it's not going to work? Rosie, why can't you have faith in me?
I have faith in you, Harry. I have faith that you'll go to jail, as usual.
You see the possibility. You see the potential. Eternal life. How can I miss?
You'll find a way, Harry. You always do.
Well, Mr. Bowles, what is this offer of a lifetime?
Mr. Mammon, you've heard of Lucas? He was featured on the Bonnie Quackenbush program.
The convict?
Yes. Well, Mr. Mammon, he is more than just a convict.
Come to the point.
I met Mr. Lucas 5 years ago in the state penitentiary.
Yes, you were serving a term for some hapless confidence scheme that went awry.
May I ask how you know about that?
I know everything about you, Mr. Bowles. When a man expresses a desire to see me on business, I have him investigated minutely. I have a computer operation that can turn your whole life inside out. For instance, I am aware of the fact that when you were in the third grade, you were caught cheating on a spelling test.
Wrong. It was arithmetic.
No, you were saying, Mr. Bowles?
My cellmate was Lucas.
Cell 87, Block C, North Wing.
Yeah, well, that's when I got to know him. And about his incredible age, we became very friendly. And after a while, he revealed a secret to me.
His secret?
Yes. It consists of a beverage.
Continue.
He drinks it every day.
And you wish to sell me this beverage?
Yes.
For $1 million?
How did you know?
Because that is exactly what I should do if I were in your place.
Well, do you want to live forever? Or let us say, indefinitely?
I would have to take that question under advisement.
I have here a sample, Mr. Mammon.
Which could prove what?
I'll let you have a free taste. Now, sir, drink that down. And tell me, doesn't that convince you? The distinctive flavor of it that is truly the elixir of life.
You're very clever, Mr. Burroughs.
I am offering you more than you could buy anywhere else for your money. Eternal life.
It's the best confidence operation I've ever encountered.
I assure you, it's not...
It's foolproof, hmm? Who could ever prove it's a swindle?
This is not a swindle.
Oh, it is. But how could the victim ever prove it?
The victim?
As long as he's alive, you're in the clear. He would have to die.
I'm afraid you don't understand.
But the only thing wrong with it is nobody would want to buy the product.
Oh, yeah? What's wrong with the product?
Eternal life. Who really wants it?
Why, everybody.
Do you?
Absolutely.
I don't. And I don't know anybody else who does.
Oh, a lot of people would like to live forever.
Oh, they think they do. Until 10 minutes ago, I thought I did, too. But then, when I was confronted with it, I really began to think about it. No, thank you.
Well, son, I'm sure I can do business elsewhere.
Are you? Nickels and dimes, maybe? But $1 million? By the way, that little elixir of yours tastes pretty good. Mind if I have another sip?
Where's the $1 million?
Well, Rosie...
Do you have it in one big bill or a lot of little ones?
We're having temporary difficulties.
Yeah, and it looks like they might become permanent.
Oh, come on, what are you saying?
It's been on the news about Lucas.
What about Lucas?
They're saying he's a phony.
Who is?
Everybody. Your friend Bonnie Quackenbush should be on right now. Turn it on, listen.
How could it be a phony? I saw Lucas's record.
Yeah, well, go figure. Turn on the set.
Has the pack ever been taking flack? About what? About Lucas? Seems it's a hoax, folks. Yes, indeed. The show caused so much chatter that we decided to investigate the records at State Pen. Well, it seems that they goofed somehow. A man named Lucas was set up 99 years ago, but he died. I don't know if they buried somebody else or what, but his records got confused. And the man you saw on this show last week wound up with them. Maybe it'll never get straightened out. But one thing for sure, nobody could be 140 years old and not look it.
I guess you've heard enough.
I don't understand it. Eternal life, I thought people would beat down the door to get it. It sounded foolproof to me.
It was. Only thing wrong with it was you.
Me?
Yes, Harry, you. It had to fail, because your fate is not to be successful as a con artist. It doesn't matter what the hustle is.
And what kind of talk is that, fate is?
It's your destiny.
Destiny? So the story about Lucas just killed it, that's all. But I should have been home free before it broke.
What do you mean, before it broke? Were you expecting it to break?
Well, sure, weren't you?
What do you mean, wasn't I?
You knew it had to be some kind of swindle. You didn't actually believe Lucas could be 140 years or so old. How could a man that age look and act so young?
He's not 140 years old. That is definite.
Well, that's what I just told you.
His real age would be closer to, about 2200.
Hey, Rosie, is this you talking?
Those are the facts, Harry. He told me.
He told you what?
He was born a slave in ancient Rome.
That's what Lucas told you?
Yeah, he remembered. And he was a thief. And because he tried to steal something from an ancient god named Apollo, he was condemned to live forever.
So? Why was that a bad deal?
As a thief. As a two-bit coffee and cakes thief. Always in and out of jail.
This is what he told you, huh?
Yeah.
And you believe him?
Yes, Harry, I believe him.
Where is he? Where's Lucas?
Last I saw of him, he was in the other room having a nap.
Let's get to the bottom of this. Lucas? Hey, Lucas! Hey, wake up, Lucas.
He's not here.
Where would he go? It's nighttime.
Harry, I'm scared.
Why?
He said he hadn't pulled a robbery in 99 years, and he just felt... Well, he felt he couldn't sit still anymore.
Well, where would he go?
He said something about the store down the road and how some night he'd just have to break in there.
I gotta stop.
Harry, it may be too late.
He doesn't have a chance. Old Dopkins, the storekeeper, is a deputy sheriff. He sits up all night with a shotgun. Maybe Lucas didn't get there yet, huh? I'll take the car.
I'm going with you.
No, no,
Harry!
No. One of us has to stay out of jail. Lucas? Hey, Lucas? It's open. And the door's open. Lucas? Is that you, Harry? Hey, Lucas. Well, what are you doing in here?
What do you think I'm doing?
Are you crazy? Let's get out of here.
Let me see if I can find the cash.
Hey, Lucas, you're crazy. This is break and entry. And what's the steal here? You can do 5 to 10 for it.
What's 10 years?
Let's get out of here, will you?
Just a second.
Stay where you are in the name of the law.
Let's beat it. Halt! Get in the car, Lucas. Get in the car. Hurry up.
Halt in the name of the law.
Thank you, nurse. Hello, Harry. How do you feel?
Different.
Yeah, well, that's to be expected. You've been unconscious for 3 days.
Oh, yeah? Well, I feel different in a funny kind of way.
Like what?
I don't know. It's as if I'm a different kind of person. I thought I was dead.
Yeah, well, they all say it's a remarkable recovery. Some even believe it's a miracle. It happened right after the transfusion.
What transfusion?
Well, you needed blood. So it happened that Lucas was your exact type. I tried to stop the transfusion.
You did? Why?
Well, you know why, Harry. You're going to be just like Lucas now. But, of course, I couldn't explain that, so they went ahead.
What do you mean? I'm going to be just like Lucas.
You're going to live forever, just like him.
Rosie, you can't believe that.
I can, and I do.
I don't want to live forever.
I'm sorry, Harry.
Wait. Spend forever going to jail for confidence schemes that don't come off me.
You could try to become another person, Harry.
Yeah, but I can't. I can't any more than Lucas can.
Well, at least you'll be company for each other. You won't be alone.
Hey, Rosie, this thing, if it's true...
You know it's true. It has to be true.
Rosie, come with me.
Where?
Into forever? Into life eternal?
No, Harry. No. It's not for me.
Oh, Rosie, don't you love me?
Oh, I do, Harry. But just for one lifetime. And you're going to spend a lot of this one in jail for that attempted robbery.
Rosie!
Besides, a gentleman called on me the other night. Mr. Ambrose J. Mammon. I believe you know him.
Mammon?
He's just crazy about this drink I put together.
Well, that was my elixir of life eternal.
Except we're going to call it Posca. It makes a wonderful tonic, Harry. If you don't believe me, ask Lucas.
Rosie, you can't leave me.
Harry, you're the one who's going to leave me.
I could never find anybody like you. Never.
Oh, I don't know. You're going to have plenty of time, Harry, to look. You'll have all the time in the world.
And he will, perhaps. It might be nice if we could check him out some 50 or 100 years from now, or even 1,000 or 1,000,000. However, in order to do that, we would have to somehow, somewhere, come across something like an elixir of life eternal. And assuming we did, would we want to drink it? While you're thinking, I shall take a brief pause.
Pardon me, miss.
Please.
Hi.
Listen, I'm from the local radio station, and I understand you're the world's first female manhole digger.
Yes, I'm terribly, terribly proud.
You enjoy your work?
Oh, yes, well, except for the headaches, the tension. That's when I take my high blood pressure pill.
But high blood pressure usually has no symptoms.
No symptoms at all, but the tension. Every manhole is counting on me.
Well, you may be tense, but high blood pressure is a separate problem.
Yes, that's what my doctor said.
Of course he did.
She did.
You have to follow your high blood pressure treatment every day, however you feel.
Are you going to put this on the radio?
Sure.
Oh, well, I'd like to say hello to my agent who got me this job and thank my producer and the director.
So be sure to remember to follow your treatment every day. And to learn more, the National High Blood Pressure Education Program urges you to consult your doctor, health department, heart association, or your local high blood pressure education program.
If only I had it to do all over again. If only. So many of us say that with such heartfelt sincerity, and the implication is that we would do it better and that we would be wiser. But what is the truth? We would probably make the same mistakes. What is the history of the world? Doesn't history keep repeating itself over and over again? Well, maybe we'll learn. We have all of eternity to try. Our cast included Ralph Bell, Joan Shea, and Ray Owens. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
Put your hands out, Ralph. Hold on to the handrail. It's secure. It won't buckle. My old baby. Lean out and feel the heat of his breath. Why, even way up here, I've seen the rainwater boiling off the trucks. Now take that coal. See, it's hanging out over the hot mouth by a chain. Oh, I wouldn't want anyone to happen to step off the catwalk onto that. Too hot even to roast cakes on. 300 degrees.
That much?
Centigrade, mind you. It'd boil the blood out of a human being in no time.
Oh, let go of me. Let go of my arm.
You stupid city fool. Woman hunter. Let go of that rail.
This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Used by most professional dog owners and breeders, you're looking for Wayne dog food. The minimum protein levels in Wayne dog food are higher than most other dog foods. Because of this, you get an excellent protein balanced dog food. Now this, combined with a competitive price, makes Wayne's the best dog food for your money. You can't find Wayne dog food at the grocery store, but Wayne's can be found at the Aggie Feed Store. That's the Aggie Feed Store, the largest feed store in the Southwest. They're on Highway 175. Going east out of Dallas, take the first exit after Loop 12. Then follow the service road to Aggie Feed Store. In Mesquite, it's Ace Hardware and Feed at 4413 Gus Thomason. Remember Wayne Dog Food, the dog food used by most professional dog owners and breeders. Now at competitive prices at the Aggie Feed Store, the largest feed store in the Southwest. On Highway 175, east of Dallas.
This is Troy Dungan inviting you to hear the latest weather reports every day. I'll be here, rain, shine, or whatever, only on News Talk 57, WFAA, Dallas-Fort Worth.
CBS News, President Carter holds one more meeting with Prime Minister Begin before Mr. Carter ends his stay in Israel. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The President and Begin are to get together at the King David Hotel in Jerusalem about 2.5 hours from now. After that, Mr. Carter makes a brief stop in Cairo to confer with President Sadat, and then it's back to Washington and what could turn out to be failure in this latest effort to nail down an Egyptian-Israeli peace treaty. From Jerusalem, Dan Raviv has a report.
On the eve of President Carter's departure from Israel, American officials are painting a bleak picture, and Israeli officials much the opposite. A well-informed source on the American side let it be known that some progress had been made, but in the eyes of the Carter White House, not enough. The president's own staff is said to admit failure, because when this mission began in Cairo on Thursday, hopes were high that a peace treaty between Egypt and Israel could be worked out. When the American team got to Jerusalem, it believed Prime Minister Begin and his cabinet could accept the changes that Egypt wanted in some key American compromise proposals. Sources on both sides say Israel did accept some of the changes and also some American suggestions on issues not covered in last week's proposals. The Israelis say great progress was made, but important issues remain unresolved. And the Israeli officials say they're optimistic Egypt can accept Israel's position and a treaty can be signed in a few weeks. Well-placed American officials, however, say it does not look like a treaty signing is near unless one of the sides or both of them make a major change in position. Dan Raviv for CBS News, Jerusalem.
More news in a moment.
Hello?
Marge, it's Fran. Oh. Did I wake you up?
Oh, no. I always talk like this in the middle of the night. Oh, anything wrong?
Nothing, really. It's just one of those nights when I can't fall asleep. I took an aspirin, but it did nothing for me.
Why should it? Aspirin's for headaches. What you need is a sleeping aid. On the way to work, pick up some Compose.
Headache? Take aspirin. Sleepless night? Take Compose. C-O-M-P-O-Z. Taken as directed before you go to bed, Compose actually helps you fall asleep when you want to fall asleep at bedtime.
Marge Walker.
Marge?
Fran.
Thought I'd call you during the day this time so as not to scare you to death.
Hi. How's the Compose work?
Oh, great. I don't get sleepless nights often, but if I do again, Compose is what I'll take.
Headache? Take aspirin. Sleepless night? Take Compose. C-O-M-P-O-Z. Take only as directed. Compose is available at all drug counters.
In Tokyo, currency dealers say the Bank of Japan intervened in the first hour of Tuesday's trading on the Tokyo Foreign Exchange. They said the Japanese central bank sold $70 million in an effort to support the yen against the rising dollar. The dollar opened at 206 yen after closing Monday at 205.6 yen, its highest level in 9 months. Another hat was thrown into the ring today for the 1980 Republican presidential nomination. Senator Lowell Weicker of Connecticut says he'd like to bear the party standard. Discussing his philosophy, Weicker said he thinks the country ought to be on the move.
I'm told that all this talk of investment for a future during times of economic difficulty runs against the tide of conservatism. That's right. And that's what I'm going to be all about. I don't want the United States to snuggle up with its past or get comfortable with its present. Just as with this candidacy, I want the nation up, out, and looking for trouble, not running away from it.
Weicker conceded he might have trouble getting the nomination, but he says if he does, he's got the best chance among Republicans of being elected. Ralph Nader said today the nation's auto industry is preparing what he called a major and coordinated attack on the federal government's fuel economy standards. Those standards are getting higher every year and will reach 27.5 miles per gallon by 1985. Asked to comment on Nader's allegation, industry spokesmen said they know of no major lobbying campaign by Detroit to ease the fuel standards. Now this.
I like pickles, but they don't like me.
Send your stomach some Digel.
I like pizza, but it doesn't like me.
Send your stomach some Digel.
Digel's special combination of antacid and anti-gas ingredients gives you fast, gentle relief from acid indigestion, heartburn, and gas in just minutes.
I like hot dogs, but they don't like me.
Send your stomach some Digel.
For occasional use, only as directed.
Introduce yourself to a remarkable nasal spray that lasts and lasts up to 12 continuous hours. Duration. Duration nasal spray relieves up to 12 continuous hours. Duration relieves nasal stuffiness and sinus congestion. So just one use lets you work all day. Just one use lets you sleep all night. Duration relieves 12 continuous hours. And that's Duration, with the longest lasting nasal decongestant. Use only as directed when needed.
In Iran, protests against strict Muslim regulations on women's dress continued today. Several thousand women fought with Muslim traditionalists for the right to wear Western-style clothes. One report said a woman fired a gun at a car carrying a government official. U.S. government weather experts said today there were just two states in the continental U.S. which did not have snow on the ground during some part of February. Those states were Florida and Louisiana. One forecaster said it was obviously one of the worst winters we've had in the last 10 to 15 years. Doug Poling, CBS News.
Good evening. This is Don Norman, WFAA News Talk 57.